Several former and current high-ranking officials appeared last week in public hearings before the 9/11 Commission. News analyst Daniel Schorr has been following the controversy over one member of the Bush administration who has not testified in public.
Condoleezza Rice's adamant refusal to testify in public under oath before the 9/11 Commission has ballooned from squabble into confrontation. Her refusal to testify, while saturating the airways with her appearances, makes little sense on the surface. She says that as a presidential advisor, she cannot constitutionally appear in public before a congressional committee. But this commission, appointed by President Bush, is not a congressional body any more than the Warren Commission was. In any event, national security advisers have appeared before congressional committees. For example, Zbigniew Brzezinski during the Carter administration in 1980 and Samuel Berger during the Clinton administration in 1997. Dr. Rice's tough position leaves some Bush supporters like John Lehman, a member of the commission, and Richard Perle, a defense advisor, shaking their heads in frustration. Dr. Rice has let it be known to friends that she does not expect to be a part of a second Bush administration. And as she contemplates retiring from her strenuous mission, uppermost in her mind seems to be how best she can protect the president to whom she's become devoted. In taking on the 9/11 Commission, risking even the possibility of a subpoena, she is trying to put down a line in the sand that will serve the president when he's called upon to testify about his stewardship of the war against terrorism and the irksome question of whether 9/11 could have been averted. As of now, it's believed she will testify only if the president orders her to. They ought to have a purple heart for that sort of thing. This is Daniel Schorr.